You are listening to Merkaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 19th of Jumad al-Ula 1447 in Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara, Aqsa al-Mubarak, Palestine, South Africa, 95-99% of the cities, countries of the world. Today we present to you our report back, our trip to Heidelberg. Wa amma bi ni'mati rabbika fahaddith. As for the bounties, favors of Almighty Allah, ever recurring, showering, announce it, pronounce it, but don't attribute to ourselves. What can we do? Nothing. We non-entities. Everything happens. Hada min fadli Rabbi. Only the grace of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, as Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam taught us. Hada rahmatun min Rabbi. Only the mercy of Almighty Allah, as Hazrat Zulqarnain, that he built that big barrier and wall to protect the people from the attack and assault of Gog and Magog, Ya'juj Ma'juj. And he said, Hada rahmatun min Rabbi. So, mashallah, Monday to Saturday, Allah reward our Mawlana Salim Kareem, Hafizahullah, his Appa family, our Junaid Mota, Jinnat Mota, that the program going very, very well. And mashallah, the listenership also increasing. Allah reward the directors of Ansar Radio. And obviously, the Capital Group, they are sponsoring all these programs here. Allah mazid fazid, Allah increase their capital in Iman, in Islam, in Ikhlas, and everything else. Also, mashallah, and in worldly terms also, so we should always make dua for them as well. Thereafter, then we have Mufti, you know, Aku, we have Mohammed Musa Akudi, and so forth. So alhamdulillah, the Q&A takes place between 5:30 and 6. And it's very interesting with Allah's help, you know, sometimes some googly questions also come in and so forth. Then we have tafsir of the noble Quran, Surah Yunus. So remember that every day we must read, connect ourselves to the Quran Sharif. Inna Allah yarfa'u bihi aqwama wa yada'u bihi akharin. The more you attach yourself to the Quran Sharif, Allah will elevate us. The more we detach ourselves from Quran, the more Allah will relegate us and debase us. Allah forbid. Authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif. So we, our children, everybody, before the sounds of, remember, Quran used to come from the houses. Now it's only movies and cell phones and all these things, they're shaitani things, you see. So we have to change the status quo, remember that. And thereafter, mashallah, the flagship program, and that is the Q&A, mashallah. Allah ta'ala qabool farmaya, Allah accept it, you know. And there we have all three radio stations, Sirius FM, Radio Al-Ansar, in Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah. So Allah ta'ala reward our Faisal Asmal and Yusuf Asmal and Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and the whole Capital Group. Then Tuesdays, mashallah, we have the bliss of marriage, and there also so many social problems in the ummah, dysfunctional families. I tell you an ajeeb story. Somebody contacted me and said that his daughter was here in South Africa. That's how I understood it. And the boy was in Madina Munawwara. Or the daughter was in Madina Munawwara and the boy, her husband, was here in South Africa. Anyway, they made nikah, this, that, and all that. Let's say Zohar time. You see that? Before Zohar, after Zohar. Allah alone knows what happened. You must remember that. So by Maghrib time, she was divorced already. How do you understand and fathom this now? So maybe they had a fight or whatever. So his question to me was, they didn't meet one another, they didn't touch one another, they didn't sleep with one another. One party in South Africa, other one in Medina Munawwara. So is the iddat upon the lady? I said, if that's exactly what you are saying that happened, then there's no iddat. Quran says that, فَمَا لَكُمْ عَلَيْهِنَّ مِنْ iddatin تَعْتَدُّنَا. But you see, our intentions also are tainted, polluted. Say, no, 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 my daughter's nikah, my son's nikah, we will perform in Medina Munawwara. So we barkat, 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 but our intention is riyah and wasumma, just to show off, impress the eyes of people and the ears of people. In 5-6 hours, khatam, everything, durdani TV, or we say in Memon. They finish the whole marriage up, see now. So that are the realities. You know, sometimes when I listen to those questions or I read it, then you can see tears, you know, then my wife will ask me, I say, this is the halat of the ummah today. Gar ko aag lag gayi, gar ki chiraag se. We are imploding, you see, that we don't need enemies. We are our own enemies, worst enemies. Allah protect us all. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَوَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Then Tuesday we have that, then we have tafsir, mashallah, in Jami Masjid there under the auspices of Miaswam, and we start doing the miras. So the first lesson we had was husband-wife share, then last week we did the daughter share and so forth. So they're eager, they say, the one person, what about the parents? They say, oh, bye. We had one ustad, he was a bit jokey, he used to call me Haji Saab, you see that. Because in 74 I went for Umrah, Ramadan, in 75 I went for Hajj, you know. So my parents were very worried, do I have enough money? I said, no, I got enough, you don't worry. So anyway, with Allah's help, Allah's fazl, and then from Karachi, we get quick visa and just go, you see. So cut long story short, so when hardly any teacher performed Hajj by that year, you know. Hazrat Allama bin Nuri, one to other teachers. So he used to call me, stood Haji Saab in the class also. So Hazrat Mohana Muhammad Saab, he was a Patan, you know. So he, if you ask him a question, that answer will come after 4 or 5 lines or something on the next page. He say, Are bhai, Darya waha hai. He speaks like that. Darya waha hai, pajama ku yaha utar diya. The ocean, the sea is right in front, and you're taking out your clothes from here already. What's wrong with you? Then he will smile, you see that. So now they want to say, what about the passage, Papa? You must absorb what I'm teaching you and telling you and go and practice. Everybody work out your own shares and come tell me how you worked it out. And then next week, now tomorrow night, inshallah, we'll do the parent share and so forth. So you must, your application is very important. Tatbiq, what we call in Arabic. One is to learn and one is to implement it and the application of it. So mashallah, I see the people, brothers come from Soweto and so forth. Allah kabul farmai. Give us ikhlas, sincerity, istiqamah, steadfastness. And Allah ta'ala grant us kabuliyat. That's the main thing. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta samiul alim. So Wednesday, mashallah, then I read Asr Salat here in the Khanka, and then went to Zakatarum Zakaria, went to meet Hazrat Mufti Zahul Aksab. He was happy, he was fasting, you see that. But I'm not fasting. So he tell me, chai tayyar hai. So the student is drinking the tea and the biscuit and whatever, and he's fasting. But when I tell him, Hazrat, I'll wait, then he tell me, you must have it now. So I just, I don't argue nothing. I will start. So why don't I make noise and all? So we have nice tea, and then we discuss already matters of bilateral importance, news, views, interviews. Tell him Pakistan may you who are, Afghanistan may have this happened, what happened in the Arab countries, and what happened in America, Trump and so forth, and all these things. And about Mamdani. Mamdani just won the elections and so forth. So I was giving him the history, geography and so forth. So I told him I was in South Africa. He got a shock. He said, cha, you understood? I said, yeah, he's 5 years old, 6 years old. He was in school here in Cape Town. So all that, you see, then mashallah, then Mawlana Muhammad Munshi and them came. He's our imam there in the Masjid Muhajirin Ansar. Even today he read. Beautiful. His son Maulvi Khuzaima is in the final year. I sit next to him Wednesday nights, you know. So mashallah, that he brings a nice copy for me of Bukhari Sharif and all that. Whichever kitab, so then he has an extra copy. He gives it to me that I have my copy to look at the kitab and so forth. So then we make iftar and all that, and then Maghrib Salat, and then Hazrat has a quick meal. And then we go to, Hazrat goes and teach, you see. So Isha Salat is 8:45. By the time I come home, it is 9:30, you know, like that. So mashallah, then we have a lot of interaction, masail and politics, and there's 1-2 jokes also come in the mix and so forth. Allah grant our teachers who are alive, Hafiz Dimalia, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahab, Qari Mahmood Jibai Day in Actonville and others, you see. Allah Ta'ala grant them siha afia. And those who passed away, Allah put noor in their graves and grant them all Jannatul Firdausil A'la. Then Thursday, mashallah, then normally I used to go to the barber and I'm tired of going to the barber also, a DIY, I can do myself, you understood. I hardly got any hair left in my head now, so once a month I go now, and my mooch and all that moustache we call mooch. So in Urdu you say mooch, so we just do DIY, just tune it up ourselves, you see. And then we had a nice program, you see, with Mohana Zahid Khan about Mamdani and all these characters. He's not Muslim, he's Shia, you must remember that. He and Mahdi Hassan, both of them, they speak, I'll tell you that much. He's got knowledge, this Mahdi Hassan, he tears the Jutlas and the Zionists to pieces. I haven't seen a Sunni journalist so sharp like Mahdi Hassan. What is the truth we have to speak? But that does not make him a Muslim. He says himself is Shia. And he also say, I'm a Bori, I'm a Shia. You see that? There's Mamdani, Zohran Mamdani. So see how the Zionists and them are burning, you see that? They say we want to deport him. And he's involved with the communists and terrorists. All nonsensical talk today, it came through the wires. Trump says, I will cooperate with him and we'll work together. You see that? They humiliated and disgraced these haramis, you must remember that. So he was playing the game, you see. He made everybody happy, all of you vote for me. But whether we agree or don't agree is your business. But it was a remarkable victory, let me tell you that. $40-50 million these guys paid so that he must lose the elections. And they lost and he won. And now he will get what for $40-50 million? He's going to run the New York City, the largest city in America, the financial hub of America and the world, basically. Millions, billions, trillion dollars business, you see that. So it was remarkable, there's no doubt about that. So anyway, we discuss all that, and Thursday all finished. And then mashallah, Friday now, we have to go to Heidelberg. You see now, yesterday, before yesterday, when I came back, I said, let me count, you see how old I am, you see. So I got that one gadget, so I just press it Islamically and all that. So mashallah, if I count Islamically, so this Ramadan that will come, that February 17th, then I'll be 71 years old, this Ramadan coming next year. And this thing, I was born 21st Ramadan, you know, so in the last 10 days, Saturday it was. So my mother, beloved mother, she said, Toji Dadi, the Boki Jaivi, your grandmother, your daddy, your father's mother, she was very upset. So I said, but Ma, why she was upset? She said, you couldn't go and find any other time to fall pregnant and conceive Kali Ramzan Me Sarkayagi. You know, old people, you can't explain to them and all that. So, but they were buzruks. She used to read Quran in the big Quran Sharif, in a big Quran. It was there when my sister, I said, just leave it and give it to me. I want all this. So I brought it home here, mashallah. So like that, you see. So 71, imagine, inshallah, inshallah, Allahumma balighna Ramadan. And then the next year, then we'll be 69, 9, 68 and 70, you see. So when we go to Heidelberg, a lot of nostalgia. We think about the school, we think about madrasa, we think of our near and dear ones, our parents, our brothers and our family, and a lot of things, you know, our ustads who taught us and all. So let me give you a quick history of Heidelberg. You see that, inshallah, end of the month, I'll be back there in 2-3 weeks' time. They're having a jalsa there and they want the history and all that. So I just give you a snippet of it, inshallah. So anyway, what happened was, I left 11 o'clock, just myself, my wife. Haji Ahmed Abdi said, he's busy little bit. I said, no, Heidelberg, you don't worry. Heidelberg, we know we can travel blindly, you see. So up and down we go. So you don't worry, Haji Ahmed. Next week, this week, we sort it out. So this week, inshallah, Masjid Khatib, he told me, the new masjid. Me, I haven't been there. He takes me all different places. Allah reward him, reward his wife, his mother also. So then, 11:08 or so, the khutbah started, Abdullah Awad journey. So my wife knows that she must just keep the paper, pen, everything, and I will just say, put this word, this word, this word, because their khutbahs are very similar, now we used to it. So with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. And then I told Suleiman, we'll take the salat also, you see. So now, when the second rakat went, I said, no, I won't make it to the garage, I won't make it to Heidelberg. So now I was traveling, and with nice everything. So now we go on the highway, you will see there's a V. So if you go on the highway, you go straight, and you go left, you go to Vosloorus. So I found a nice place to park there. So I put the hazard on, you see that? I put the hazard on, and I had my safety belt, all that. And then I started translating. So many times I closed my eyes, you see, for concentration. So my wife tapped me, say, see. So I opened, I see the police with a big blue van there, African brother. So then I opened it, now the radio, what phone is on, you know, it's all live radio. So I tell him, chief, how are you, chief? No, man, I'm just busy here giving some advice to the people. We pray for South Africa and all that. So he smiled at the word. He wasn't intimidating or anything. He said, okay, you take care of yourself and everything and so forth. So you just have to tune them up. Therefore, South Africa is the best country to live. You see that? You try all that in America, Europe, park in the middle of the road, even there. They give you a big fine and all that. They will demerit you. They will take away 2 points and 3 points and all that. So there is South Africa, kullu halal, zonke lungile. You know that how it goes, South Africa. So that's why I love South Africa. I don't like the politicians, but I love South Africa. We can speak what you want to as long as you can substantiate it. So then we had a good laugh and then we went, you see. And I told us, Suleiman and Deb, all this you must keep there in the podcast. Don't delete it. Don't edit it. Then we reached there 5:12, 10:12. Now I must still go and freshen up and all that. My nephew Muhammad Abdul Ghaffar's son is waiting and his children are waiting and so forth. Hamza and Hamad, you see that? They got 4 flowers there. 2 sons and 2 daughters. Hamza, Hamad, and then Yusra, and then Jahanna. So all burkis, you see, fair, fair complexion, green, green eyes. So they all look like Bura. So mashallah, Allah Ta'ala give them skillam, shiha, afia, good health, accept them for deen. So then quickly we were there in time, and then you understood. So I read sunnahs, all that thing there in the Heidelberg Masjid. Heidelberg Masjid, let me give you the little bit small history. I'm going backwards. So 68 to 90 was Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia. Hafizahullah. Then before him was Hafiz Qari Sahib Mahmood Jibai, you see. I still visit him when I go Benoni in Acton. Well, he cries, you know, he says, you still remember, I say, you're my ustad. How can I forget you? So he gets very happy. You must take the ustad's dua, you see. Then before him was Moana Bax. Moana Bax was big, fat person. We were youngsters, Suleiman in a madrasa. We used to say that this Baji should sit on that mimbar will break also, you see. Big fat, you know. He used to wear maroon color jubba, I can remember. Then before him was Imam Rabbani or Imam Rahmani. But I used to call Rabbani what I remember. I will confirm with Hafiz Limalia. So he was an excellent reader. He was from Cape Town. Hafiz told me that they went to visit him there in Roshni and they requested him to read. Now, if Hafiz Limalia, such a good reader, tells you that person used to read Quran beautifully, then you can understand. That were my teachers. But before him, there was Hazrat Maulana Abdus Salam. He is buried there in Rustenburg. He had excellent contact with Hazrat Maulana Ihtishamul Haq Thanvi. One day when I was there, I went to Maulana Ihtishamul Haq Thanvi's house. So he told me, mujhe parcel bhejna hai Rustenburg. But he didn't click with me. Why? To who he wants to? I said, zarur, main le jaunga. You see that? So anyway, I think he got somebody else and that, and they sent it and so forth. So when I go to Rustenburg now with Brother Suleiman Yaqub and Haji Yusuf, Umar, Isa, Panjo, Jusabba and Uncle Brownie, you know. So I tell him how to go graveyard. So we go, I got a lot of connections there, buried there, and our Maulana Abdus Salam, great alim he was. So you in Heidelberg, you should know this, your father, grandmother, they studied by him there, you should make dua for them. Heidelberg Masjid is the second oldest masjid in Transvaal. First oldest is this one, the oldest is here, Kirk Street, run under Mias Farm. Then second is Heidelberg, you see, it's a historic masjid. people from Balfour, people from Nigel, people from Vredenham, is to come there for Jummah Salat, and come there for Eid Salat, and so forth and so on. This new masjid they built there in the Indian township, Kulidorp, that came about 2007. So anyway, then I met Maulana Imran Qazi. I said, any imam here? He said, no imam. I said, okay. I'll give the lecture and deliver the, make the khutbah, salat, everything. He said, very good, that's what we want. Like, you see, so anyway, all that finish and all these things. So then I wanted to tell them two, three things. I said that you guys don't have live streaming. My connection is here, Abdul Qadir Sheriff. So I told him, you must arrange it, you see. So inshallah, he'll arrange it there before that next jalsa of ours. You Heidelberg must wake up a little bit also. Can't be sleepy Joes all the time. And you must remember that after Jummah, then I came out, so I met Yusuf Jina. Yusuf Jina, Tiny, we used to call him. He was a goalkeeper and very good soccer player. He, his brothers, Fakir, Ismail, Shabir, Rashid, we all grew up together. So you must remember that. He was elder than me. So his eyes, you know. So I told him, read Ya Nuru, Allah give you shifa, we're making dua for you. Wonderful person, he and his family. Allah Ta'ala reward them. Allah give their children siha, afia, make them hafiz, ulama. One, two of them are hafiz and ulama, mashallah. Then I met my qazi, Osi. You see, Osman Hussein. Now, Osi's father is Jusa Kaka. So 3 months after my father, he passed away. Passed away there in the masjid. Masjid meaning Musalla. Jamaat Khana Thursday night, while the Tabligh Jamaat was there making dua. Haji Bhai Padia used to tell me, aapke chacha ke maut par mujhe rush kaati hai. I'm envious of your uncle's death, you know. So he told me that Abdul Sattar, his elder brother's wife, Juleka Babi, is not well. And doctors have like said, we can't do anything. So I told him, Ba Osi, I'm going for lunch now. Then what we do, why we don't go? He said, right, good idea. So half past two, I told him, you come fetch me. We go first graveyard, and then Heidelberg, and then we go Khutfli. So there's all good history, you know. So my father passed away 82 Ramadan, mother passed away 97, then Abdul Ghaffar passed away 2002, Ahmed passed away, remember my other brother, elder brother 2013, Isup Yusuf Tayyab, my brother-in-law, he passed away 1988, he went for Hajj, mashallah, and then he came back and he passed away. My sister who's there in Trichat, her husband, you see. So we go there. Then I tell Osi, let's go by your son's grave, Muhammad Iqbal. Young person, passed away tragically, you see. I was in Newcastle and we came, Hafiz Kala, myself, all of us came, you know. All his brothers, colleagues from the school came. I still remember that. And they're all looking down and crying, you know. So Allah Ta'ala give Jannat al-Firdaus. Then we went to the grave of Sikandar Ali, you see. Hussein. So they go all as Hussein, Hussein. So then we make dua there, and then we went fruitfully. Now my father and them, they had a shop. If you know old Transvaal, so remember, and old Free State. If you go through the town, Villiers, then there's a big bridge there. So that was the border. So our shop was the last shop there. You see that? My uncle, my father, and all of them, they were there. You see? My mother, father used to stay there. Then they moved from there, or Villiers, to Khutfli. So there. So if you go there, then the board used to show, but the board is missing now. Joseph and Ismail and company, you see? So Joseph is Osi's father, Osman's father. And Ismail is my father, you see? Then 1954, they migrated, they left Khutfli and they came to Heidelberg. I'm the only one born in Heidelberg. My siblings, none of them born there. So that is how. Then 68 came, then Hafiz Dimalia came. Now my father, ordinary person, not some person who understand Quran, Hadith, but he hear Hafiz's khutbah. That time everybody is Maulvi Sahib, you know. So he and my mother, then they discuss. They say, hey, this Maulvi Sahib is something else, man. So my mother always used to make dua from 62 onwards, I can remember, or 63, but I think 62. Then when they go, Leslie, Leandra, I jump out. I say, come on, we go there. Mama Ji, Hazrat Mohana Zubair Ali, Nawarallahu Marqadahu. Then he say, you make play too much fools in Mastan and this, make dua. Hafiz Tejai, he breathed me in his arms. Make long dua. Never made dua for Hafiz only, made lot of duas. They are Muhsineen. We can't forget them. Remember that. Take your children, grandchildren to the real pious people and kaya pala jayega. The whole thing will change. Not plastic people, real people and real awliyaullah. So anyway, then my mother and I went and they told Hafiz, make my son Hafiz. I went there, Afsaf gave me such a lecture, I was nearly finished. He said, you're good for nothing, like you can't look, read inside and read Quran, and your mother said, I must make you hafiz. But Allah's fazal, Allah's karam, barakat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I started. And Afsaf's brother-in-law now, married to Afsaf's sister, Ismail Junar Rana, is Hafizab, is Maulana, all in mashallah running Hifta. We started together, you know, same day. So now for me, he had to teach me word by word like that. Read. Afsaf was very strict, you know. And they give you a smack, you will see stars daytime, I'm telling you. Allah shukar, I never got hiding. So I used to see them, but they should get good hiding, the guys, man. So anyway, then I completed, came out first, and all that first guy to become Hafiz there with Allah's help in 70, you see. So lot of stories we got to say. Then I want to go Karachi. My parents dead against it. Then Hafiz Dimalia and my mamaji, the first Mehman Hafiz, Hafiz Umar, they convinced my parents. Say, no, he wants to go, let him go. Then they were very happy, you see. So that is my kisra, my story, and all that. The rest is history, as they say. You went to Newcastle, and now here, and all that. Newcastle, big water problems there, floods and all that, make dua for them also. And then Saturday, Friday, came back then, so mashallah, go visit some family members, Asr I read that, and Maghrib Isha, we were here. Saturday, Sunday, we were here, as normal, and everything goes well. So Allah Ta'ala reward everybody. Barakallahu fiqh, jazakallahu khair, assalamu alaikum, wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.